I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is News and Notes. 15 years ago, Will Allen started growing vegetables on a couple of acres in a rundown area on the north side of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A handful of teenagers pitched in to help him till the soil. These days, his urban farming nonprofit, Growing Power, has 40 acres just outside the city and satellite operations in Chicago. He produces everything from beets to freshwater fish for both low-income folks and for the fanciest restaurants in town. The MacArthur Foundation just awarded Will Allen one of its genius grants for his innovative approach to urban food production and community development. And he joins me now. Hi, Will.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Well, back in the 1960s, people talked about getting back to the land. And you show with your work that you really don't have to flee the city to reconnect with the food on your plate. You've been at this since the mid-1990s, and I was wondering how you've seen people's attitudes towards food change during that time.
Well, I think what has really pushed the movement forward, even though we've been educating folks about where their food comes from and how important it is to know who your farmer is, I think these food scares with Salinas Valley, in areas outside of the U.S. with the food that has made a lot of people sick has really pushed this to the forefront, mm-hmm. where people really want to know where their food comes from. They want to connect back to the earth because it's a very important thing, because most families in America had folks that were growing food at some time or another in history. So I think there's a huge renaissance now in folks wanting to grow food, wanting to connect with farmers markets and other farmers that are growing food and bringing into the city. And with more people moving into our cities worldwide, we have to figure out how we're going to grow food closer to where people live, because we really do have a worldwide food crisis, mm-hmm. and we have a crisis in this country, especially with the financial situation right now. The first place people cut back is food. And it really affects the most vulnerable, which is our youth and our seniors.
Mm-hmm. Well, your organization, Growing Power, has a weekly market basket where low-income folks receive a regular selection of fresh produce from your operation. So what are folks getting in their box this week?
Well, this week they're getting greens, mixed salad greens, broccoli, tomatoes, onions. They're getting apples and pears, squash, yellow squash, cucumbers, parsley, sweet potatoes, carrots, and kale. So they get sometimes up to 16 items for $16, and it's about a $25 retail price that they're receiving. So they're getting a great deal. It's farm prices. Mm-hmm. We can drop this bag of food into any food desert community, places where there are no grocery stores. It's available regardless of your economic means. So I really wanted to create a program that wasn't a program just for a particular group, but was available for everybody, because everybody should have access to the same good food. Mm-hmm. And currently, we don't have that situation anywhere in the world. So we really need to start thinking about how do we heal ourselves, and how do we I really think that we could cut our health care costs in half if people ate healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the grant that you just won. The MacArthur Foundation grants go mostly to artists and academics and scientists. So I was wondering what your reaction was when you got that phone call, and what you're going to do with the grant.
Well, quite frankly, I was quite surprised. I look at it as not just a recognition of myself, but many people like me who've been providing food, and where food in this country was never, food producers weren't looked at on the same level as doctors and lawyers and different occupations. So I think it's really a recognition, and it'll really help push this movement forward so people start eating healthier. And because I've gotten a tremendous amount of attention once I got this award, much more than before, but mm-hmm. I think it really will help all of us food producers and people that are involved in the food system movement.
Well, you teach workshops to aspiring urban farmers, and I was wondering what's happening in communities of color. Are you seeing a lot of interest in urban food production? Has that been increasing?
Yeah, it's been a big change because it's really happened with our youth. As we go into different communities around the country, actually having this model in Milwaukee of our urban farm, which is a 3-acre farm that we do about 60 different things, from raising fish on a pretty large scale to growing compost, because all of our soil inside cities is contaminated. So that's one of the first things you have to do if you're going to grow food, is to grow healthy soil. Kids have really gotten involved. The schools, kids inside cities really don't have that much to do positive in terms of things like learning about developing life skills around growing food. So it's really been a tremendous response that started with the kids, and now it's moving into more of a multi-generational kind of a concept that everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to get back to growing food. And, you know, people of color are affected the most because of the fact that all the processed foods that we're taking in, our bodies can't really metabolize that, and it's really an opportunity for us to really show our kids about where their food comes from, introduce them to something different than going out and getting processed-type foods that really don't do that much for their system.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Will.
Thank you.
That was urban farmer Will Allen. He founded the agricultural nonprofit Growing Power and is a MacArthur Foundation Fellow for 2008.